Hi, this is Marvin. Remember, if it's Wednesday, it's ex-gay.
That's perfect.
Everything you see and hear these days is remixed, edited, filtered through some kind of software, and then sent back out to the world, you know?
Welcome back to If It's Wednesday, It's Ex-Gay. The audio, I can promise you this time, is going to be a whole heck of a lot better than it was last time when I pretty much literally held my cell phone up to the microphone for that interview with Wayne. I have myself a new little program called Gizmo that lets me conference with people and record it. So things should be sounding a lot better today. In case you haven't guessed already, today's guest is Peterson Toscano, who's going to be talking about the Beyond Ex-Gay conference coming up in Irvine, California in July. But first, I'm going to talk briefly about PBS. PBS's Frontline program is doing a special on the Mormon Church. The title of the program is The Mormons. It's going to be a two-part special that airs April 30th and May 1st. For more information, see pbs.org/Mormons. And it looks like there's a component of the program that deals with gay people within the Mormon Church. The press release and trailer mentions a fellow by the name of Trevor Southey. I'm just going to go ahead and play a clip from the trailer available on the website. So that's pbs.org/Mormons.
The church and my family are so intertwined. It just creates a kind of aura of love and peace. It makes your home a holy place.
But for Mormons who find themselves at odds with the teachings of the church, the loss of family and community ties can be devastating.
Being gay in that culture is beyond hell. That's why when I went to those counselors, I wanted to be cured so badly. And I fasted and I prayed and I went through this whole thing. But the bottom line is that I was committing a kind of spiritual suicide.
For those who can pass on.
That should definitely be an interesting program. It's going to be, just a reminder, it's going to be airing April 30th and May 1st, so check your local listings for the exact time. In other news, it looks like there's another Love One Out that's been announced. It's going to be in Portland, Oregon, August 4th. It's going to be held at City Bible Church. And this one is an interesting one because its senior pastor, Frank DiMaggio, has quite a history of engaging in anti-gay politics with focus on the family. All you really have to do is just Google his name, and you find him mentioned, you find him quoted in newspaper articles on speaking about gay issues, and you can even find a letter from Focus on the Family thanking him for his participation in these sorts of campaigns. So that should be an interesting weekend. Now, for the main feature of the podcast, we have an interview with Peterson Toscano, who's going to be telling us a little bit about the Beyond Ex-Gay conference.
First, can you explain, is this some sort of a joint venture between you and SoulForce?
Or did they just
steal the name of your website?
Well, according to some, it's probably a joint venture between me and Satan. But I've been dealing with those people for a long time. No, it's not with Satan. It is a joint effort with SoulForce. Some months ago, SoulForce contacted me and said that they were interested in doing something about the ex-gay movement. And I said, well, that's great, but if you're not going to do it right, then don't do it at all. And we talked, and I was really impressed with Jeff Lutz and Paige Schultz there, and just they had a good heart for ex-gay survivors. And I said, well, I think there's really a need for something for ex-gay survivors. And through talking and then getting Christine Bakke involved and talking about what we were going to do with the Beyond Ex-Gay website, we decided a conference would be a really great idea. And so
can we give a little background here? You know, where is it and when is it and why was that particular date and place chosen?
Sure. It's going to be the weekend of June 29th. June 30th and July 1st in the fair city of Irvine, California, right outside of L.A. at the University of California at Irvine. And it just happens to coincide as the same weekend as the Exodus conference.
You don't say.
It just happened. I don't know how that happened. It's bizarre. Of all the places. Well, I guess maybe it was a little intentional.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, where were we?
We were, wait, you were saying how much you liked me? Oh, wait, no.
Okay, so what's actually going to go on at the conference?
Well, at the conference, it's going to be very much geared for survivors, first and foremost, people who have had ex-gay experiences and felt that these experiences caused them more harm than good. So these could be people who have attended Exodus-type programs or secular programs or counseling through places like NARTH or through LDS, the Latter-day Saints Evergreen Program. All variety, or it could be things that they initiated themselves, praying away the gay for themselves, seeking to try to change from being straight through marriage, through the many, many ways that people tried. So primarily it's going to be for this crowd, and we're going to have very interactive workshops. This is not one of those conferences where you sit down, shut up, and listen, but it's one where you really get to process your stuff, engage in conversation. There'll be art, there'll be video, lots of things. There's also going to be a track for allies, people who feel that they're allies to both the queer community and to ex-gay survivors. So these could be clinicians, ministers, concerned citizens, activists, whoever. And so there'll be a track for them, too, to learn how they can become better allies to survivors. There's going to be a lot of interesting entertainment. We're planning a film forum. A bunch of really cool new films coming out in the next year about the ex-gay movement, and so we're going to highlight some of these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a really vibrant, interactive day where I think people are going to say, I've never been to a conference like this before, because I feel like I've got a voice here.
Yeah, as far as I know, there haven't really been any conferences like this before, right?
No, I mean, I'm an educator, and one of the things I wanted to do was apply some of the multimodal learning that I've taught as an educational consultant to say, you know, how do people learn best? And it's usually through interaction, hands-on, art, discussion, you know, that kind of thing. And I think people are going to be very pleased with the sort of activities we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a bit of a tricky question. As you know, I've kind of been talking to people, trying to get them to come to the conference. And there's two situations I'm not quite sure how to respond to. One of my friends I was out with last night, and he never went to an ex-gay program, but his mother actually tried sending him. She wanted to send him to one. She still would, even though he's out and gay. What could he gain from the conference?
Well,
the ex-gay movement really continues to impact his life. Through the expectations of his mother.
Sure, and it continues to do so. And often I wouldn't be surprised if his mom says, well, you know, I heard somebody speak once at the church, and God delivered them from homosexuality, so surely he can deliver you. So this person is being impacted by the ex-gay movement, and it's affecting his relationship with his mom. So I think it would be really powerful for him to come and talk to other folks who have been in the same situation, learn some strategies of how to build a better relationship with his mom, of possibly how to talk to her in a way that she might understand that she's causing him more harm than good. But also it's really interesting that he never caved into that. And I think he has something great to offer other survivors of what was it that caused him to hold the line and say, you know, although I'm getting all this pressure, although the easiest thing would possibly be to conform to what my mom wants, I didn't do it. I think it would be really useful for other people to hear, well, why didn't you? What kept you from doing it? Because many of us did not hold the line and we gave in, and we're still trying to figure out why did we do that and how could we have done it differently?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the other person I talked to recently went through some sort of conversion program, and although it didn't work, he doesn't have a dramatic story about how it harmed him in any particular way. So he doesn't necessarily view it as a negative experience. He just views it as part of his coming out process and an attempt at conversion that didn't work. How could the conference benefit him?
Well, you know, we're not going to be sitting around sharing war stories and trying to figure out who had the worst ex-gay experience, because that doesn't do anyone any good. These experiences impacted us in a variety of ways, and in some ways for good. But often we've never had the opportunity to unpack these experiences. In the queer community, we often, many of us have felt silenced about it because people just don't understand it or they just think it's weird. And so to have an opportunity to sit down with other people and figure out, why did I do this? What did I get out of it? How am I a better person because of it? What are some things I've learned about myself? And what can I do, you know, to make a difference now that I've had these experiences? And so I think, you know, one thing they can learn, how could they tell their story in a way to friends in the community so if nothing else, somebody could hear it and avoid going through the same thing by hearing that story.
Mm-hmm.
But just a chance to unpack it. I think so often we go on in life from an experience, and even if it didn't harm us, we just kind of, it's just sitting there packed in a box, and that unpacking can be really useful for that person and for the people around him or her.
Mm-hmm. So is there going to be any, sorry to change topics on you again, is there going to be any form of interaction between the two simultaneous conferences?
We're definitely going to have the evening events open to anyone in the public. They're free events. I'll be doing my play, Doing Time in the Homo Nomo Halfway House, How I Survived the Ex-Gay Movement. And the evening event on the Saturday, which will be the Film Forum and a Jason and DeMarco concert, open to everybody.
Sorry,
and
can you explain who Jason and DeMarco are?
Jason and DeMarco are two singers. They sing a lot at gay Christian events, but they do more than just gay Christian music. And so they'll be performing. They're singers,
mm-hmm,
and songwriters. Mm-hmm. And so Exodus folks, of course, are welcome to come, and we're going to probably send them a formal invitation. But other than that, we're just going to do our thing and have our conference. And, you know, it's not a big town. I'm sure people will bump into each other. Some of us will know people at the Exodus conference, and I think some people are already planning on maybe getting together for lunch with some Exodus people at some point, but nothing formal. You know, we also recognize that for some people, they feel traumatized by their experiences in Exodus, and for them to see a former leader would be a little traumatizing. So we're not going to do anything to make people feel uncomfortable, and if people want nothing to do with the Exodus conference, we completely understand that. And we don't want to push ourselves on folks who don't want to hear what we have to say either. We respect a person's right to self-determination. If that's what they want to pursue, that is their right, and we're not going to hinder them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to live Daniel. Well, you know, as opposed to pre-recorded interview Daniel. So Peterson and I just talked about personal things for a little bit longer, and then I kind of realized, oh, wait, I hadn't asked him about how much the conference costs. So let's just kind of, you know, pick up later on in the interview.
I'm actually be really careful because I know you're recording all of this.
Yeah, but I'm not going to. I've stopped like 10 minutes ago is when I stopped saying we're going to use this. Anyways, I should go because all this is costing me.
Oh, right.
The whole conversation has cost me maybe 20 cents.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that, you know, you save all your little pennies for our conference coming up. Although it's significantly cheaper than if you went to that other conference.
Wait, say that. Say that again. Oh,
what's
right.
That?
How much is the registration fee for the Beyond XA conference?
It's a steal. I mean, $40. But if you can't do that, we can work something out. It's significantly cheaper than, say, another conference going on at the same time.
Uh-huh.
No, but it's cheap. It's just $40, and we've got some great deals worked out with a local hotel. It's great. It's going to be cheap.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being on If It's Wednesday, It's XA.
Well, I couldn't imagine any other place I would be on a Wednesday.
Oh, please. This isn't Wednesday. We're not taping this on a Wednesday. It's Monday.
It's not Wednesday today? Oh,
no.
My God.
No.
Maybe
if you were actually on the East Coast right now, it'd be Tuesday. But no, it's Monday.
Do I get a T-shirt or anything for doing this? Montel gave me a T-shirt. I just want you to know that. Although Tyra gave me nothing. Tyra gave me nothing.
Wasn't there, you know, a tray of cold cuts in the green room or something?
They were crap. I'm a vegan, and it was just cold cuts. At Montel, there was fruit and some vegetables and water, and there was a window. And Tyra was
window.
Like, no window, nothing. And Montel gave me...
don't have windows.
I don't know what it was. No windows. It was like I was trapped in this little green room. Well, of course, I was trapped with Stephen Fells, which was not really a heartache. But besides that, it was rough. But Montel gave me an autograph photograph, mm-hmm. And a t-shirt, but and a little gift bag.
What does the t-shirt just say? I was on Montel.
It just says the Montel. It's the Montel logo. Yeah, I gave it to my nephew.
Oh.
But all the same, it was something. It was a token. Nothing. So I mean, I expect something from you since you are somewhat of an ex gay celebrity sort of.
Uh-huh. How about I'll drive you around and take you out when you're here for the conference? How about that?
We can have like some really non-ex-gay food. I don't know if that would be
Ethiopian again. Ethiopian seems to be the preferred food of ex-gays.
That seems to be Ethiopian, yeah.
And none of our listeners, we realize that 1% of our listeners just got that joke.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. It's not going to go on there.
That part probably will.
Okay. Well.
So, anyway.
If it's Wednesday, it's XK. Okay. I'll see you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Back to podcast, Dan. I know because I'm such an amazing interviewer, having to splice things together ungracefully like that. I also forgot to ask Peterson for the address for more information on the conference. That address is beyondxgay.com/conference, and there you can find out pretty much everything you need to know. More information on this podcast can be found at boxturtlebulletin.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 license. Theme music is Identity of Self by His Boy Elroy, available at ccmixter.org.